There is yet another call for something to be done about members of the legal profession in Barbados who take advantage of their clients, especially the poor. It's coming from opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley while speaking on an amendment to the Money Laundering and Financing of Terrorism Act.
When it comes to the business of money laundering, this is one of the professions that tends to fall very clearly in the limelight. And I say that not to focus, I say that not so much to focus on the lawyers, but I say that to focus on the poor. The poor. Mr. Deputy Speaker, I'm sure you face these circumstances, situations quite often. I do regularly. I did up until yesterday, where people who are poor in terms of their economic status means, people who are uninformed or underinformed get into matters which require professional legal help and find that their problems are compounded because lawyers do not always hold to the highest standards of professional practice, and much of their conduct falls into question. I had a man sit with me just over from here yesterday, Mr. Speaker, two men in fact, in my office, two different cases. One, in my view, is at a serious level of desperation, and one wonders what today will bring forth for him or tomorrow. And the other is at its wit's end, because he's gone now to two lawyers, Mr. Deputy Speaker, and in both cases, Mr. Deputy Speaker, he's finding that he is being further stressed. So you come with a problem which you think to be major, you go for legal help only to find that your stress is added to because a lawyer does not conduct himself or herself in a reputable fashion. And then, in an effort to correct what you think is the first mistake, you try a second lawyer. And Mr. Speaker, it goes on. Mr. Deputy Speaker, I am simply saying that something has to be done about this business in Barbados where members of the legal profession take advantage of and deprive poor, uninformed people of their property. Something has to be done about that. I know that there's a disciplinary committee of the Bar Association, and I know that from time to time we hear of one case or a case here and there, a case here and there, and somebody is disbarred. But, Mr. Speaker, the frequency with which the dark deeds seem to be perpetrated by members of the legal profession against poor and uninformed people in Barbados seems to suggest that a stronger hand is needed and a wider eye needs to scrutinize more closely what goes on with reference to this profession. Now, money laundering is not simply about moving money that is dirty and criminally acquired. Money laundering is about concealing property as well. And that is another part of the story to be told, where professionals in Barbados engage in those activities which help people to hide, to conceal property which has been criminally acquired. My degree of familiarity with matters of money laundering as issues looked at by the international community suggests to me also very strongly that sometimes an entity may enter into an arrangement with a business interest perhaps or some other moneyed interest, knowing full well that the interest being pursued by that particular second entity, moneyed party, revolves very much around money laundering activities. And yet you enter into arrangements with these kinds of associates. You're not laundering money yourself. You're not necessarily criminally concealing property on their behalf. But you enter into arrangement knowingly with an entity that is doing that. And I think that that Mr. Deputy Speaker, is something which is worthy of serious focus.
Here's a Sagittarius financial tip. Aim for 10% of your income. But if this is not possible immediately, start at a manageable figure and work your way to the ideal. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagittarius can help. This has been Sagittarius Early Business.